Mr. Friedman has a concern about the safety of smart meters. He does not have to have
them. Is it PUC's decision that by allowing an opt-out, it can duck an obligation to consider the health or the trespass issues?
Your Honor, all of these issues were before the commission in the earlier proceedings. The commission had a proceeding on this
But it didn't decide any of those issues.
No, Your Honor, the commission did not.
The commission, in fact, declined to do the analysis to make the decisions about health and safety.
The remedy for all of the concerns in those proceedings was to offer an opt-out.
How about the members of the public that are not opting out? Isn't it the commission's responsibility to look out for their health and safety? And to make a judgment as to whether they are being unreasonably exposed to RF?
Your Honor, nothing in the world can be made absolutely safe.
So, are you admitting that they're not safe? Is it the PUC's position that these are safe enough?
Your Honor, the public is free to have whatever concerns it would have.
What the commission is doing, as you present it, is saying it has declined to do the health and safety analysis. You're on your own.
No, the commission instructed the utility to, in its communication plan, to provide information to all of its customers about smart meters and so links to the science that is out there.
But Ms. McCollman, there's still all those people that have them. And for those people, you're saying that the state of affairs can be that the commission can take no position on their safety?
And leave it up to the utility?
About a year ago, a good friend of mine got ill, and there was no apparent reason why. And then she realized that her electric utility had installed a new digital smart meter, a wireless electric meter, at the same time as she got ill. As I looked into it, thousands of people have had the same experiences. So I wanted to figure out, is this really happening? Are people truly getting sick because of radiation coming from electric meters? I grabbed a camera and interviewed as many people as I could from all around the world to find out what's been their experience and what do they know. I had no idea the level of startling information that we would discover along the way.
I was hearing this banging on the basement door, which is the door that leads into the hydrometers that are in here. And so I leave my bed and I come down here and I sit right here on the step and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna film this.
Sorry. I'm just putting in your meters. Your power's gonna be out for about 28 volt when I find the meters. They're down here, aren't they?
I'll show you the door. I'd heard her banging, but I didn't know that she actually kicked the door in until she left. Because when she left, I came here and I found this on the ground. I was like, wow, she actually kicked the door in. We've since repaired the door. And we've put these do not install a smart meter sign on our door.
And apparently this wasn't the only case of a utility breaking and entering.
The morning the guy came in to change the meters, this had been shattered. He had taken a deadbolt cutter and cut up our chain and basically pried their door open and walked right in here. And when he left, the chain was laying on the ground and it was broken. The lock was broken also. Vandalized the property and forced his way onto my property without buzzing any of the building buzzers.
So with billions of dollars being spent all around the world with zero public input, and with all of these concerns coming to the fore, I realized that there had to be some serious commitment behind the scenes to push this grid through.
A smart meter is part of a much bigger picture and a much bigger design. A smart meter is really just the attachment that goes on an outside of a home or a business. A two-way transmission device that ties into the larger smart grid plans that are being built out across the world.
In my research into this, I found that utilities around the world were stating that the smart grid will deliver enhanced energy security, reduced greenhouse gases, improved urban air quality, and increased grid asset utilization. To me, this sounded great on paper.
Unfortunately, there are problems with how the systems work. The smart grid systems are very buggy.
There seems to be a critical systemic issue with these misnamed smart meters. They're actually causing fires, in many cases, after they're installed. After hundreds of blazes with very few admissions of fault, the insurance adjusters are catching on.
And he says, jump in the car, we just got a call, your house is on fire.
It was true. Michael Capetto's Upper Makefield home was going up, burning, from a fire in his newly installed electric meter.
Well, tonight there's a major development from PECO after at least 24 fires and more than a dozen incidents of overheating. The energy giant is halting its controversial smart meter installation program.
And they're being installed by people who are not very well trained for the most part.
BC Hydro says it's removing 1,000 smart meters from homes across the province. The company says the move is just routine testing.
How many smart meter fires have there been?
We've installed approximately 9 million smart meters and we have no reports of smart meters causing fires.
Not one single report.
We don't.
Another picture, this is probably the better side of the garage. I don't know if you can see it. The meters were over here.
And so the fire department basically said that the meters started the blaze?
If you just took one look at the wreckage and said smart meters and walked away and never called back or came back.
Well, Brittany, you were saying earlier that there was no smart meter fires, and this lady right here has pictures of her smart meter that exploded on her house.
Josh, can I ask you to stop recording?
PG&E knows that they do catch on fire when they are remotely turned back on when a customer who is delinquent in their bill finally pays their bill. These meters catch fire. They know it, and they are covering it up.
Taxpayer money has now gone to some of the largest corporations on the planet. General Electric, for instance, is the largest manufacturer of smart grids. They're being manufactured in China.
As part of the 2009 U.S. bailout, $3.4 billion was funneled into a national smart grid stimulus, later increased to $11 billion. This created a scenario where utilities were given a massive financial incentive to go along with the program.
And because they went after the stimulus money, they needed to have a certain amount of their meters deployed before they could recoup the cost. In addition to that, they started billing customers for these smart meters months prior to any actual deployment of these meters to the people's homes. So the consumers have been paying for these smart meters all along, even if they didn't have one.
According to Time magazine, President Obama originally suggested pouring $100 billion into a smart grid at a time of economic crisis immediately following the 2008 election. Wikipedia reports that the U.S. government's primary reason for this unprecedented allocation of public funds is the eventual reduction in electricity usage by more than 4%. However, real-world evidence shows that installations of smart meters are not even producing any energy savings whatsoever. According to a senior assistant attorney for Illinois Public Utilities, quote, "It's devastating to their plan. The report shows zero statistically different result."
They're being found in pilot programs now, smart grids are, to really save no energy whatsoever.
And these expensive smart meters last only a quarter or a fifth as long as traditional analog meters.
These devices are now computers, and so they have to be maintained. They don't have the life of an existing meter, which is 20 to 30 years. These devices have a life of between 5 to 7 years.
So who benefits?
I got a bill in December for $1,107. There's got to be a mistake.
No mistakes, says PG&E. After reviewing their accounts, the company says their meters were working correctly, just like those of the 1,500 other Californians who complained. Consumer advocate Mindy Spatt says that still doesn't explain something else.
Customers with the smart meters claim that their energy usage has inexplicably risen since the meters were put in.
So in other words, it makes it look like all of a sudden they're using twice as much energy as they used to use.
Exactly.
An experiment by some students at Stanford is raising new questions tonight about the accuracy of PG&E's controversial new smart meters.
People all over the state have been complaining about inflated bills. Seven on Your Side's Michael Finney is here now to tell us more about the students' experiment.
Like so many others, these students' PG&E bill went through the roof at just about the same time their new smart meter was installed.
We start the week with an explosive investigation into the massive mistakes being made with power bills. Serious flaws affecting every electricity user with a smart meter have been uncovered. And when this whistleblower told his power company what he'd found, they offered to pay him off. This exclusive investigation by James Thomas has sparked calls for a national inquiry.
Why is it that in Ontario, California, Texas, Australia, all these other jurisdictions, the rates have been doubling and tripling, and this is a fact. And we are told that the bills are going to stay the same, it's actually going to bring the bills down, it's going to be more efficient, and all these things. Then when the bills go up, all these denials start to come in. Well, actually, you are just using more energy. The best one that I like to hear is actually the meter's more accurate.
These cost increases from widespread systemic inaccuracies of smart meters are separate from the additional cost increases, which will be based on time of use.
It's all about money. We're going to be charged for time of use one day. It's coming.
But hang on a minute. Isn't the whole point to lower electricity bills for everyone? I mean, what we're seeing so far with increased bills has to be just a bump in the road, doesn't it?
You know, under my plan of a cap and trade system, electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket.
The promise of the smart grid has been co-opted by the smart meter. And I call it a canard, a misrepresentation. Basically, it's a French word for duck, and it means decoy. The smart meters are a symptom of a dysfunction in the system. The whole process has been captured by industrial interests, what I call the electricity industrial complex. Ran into a friend of mine who's a senior official in the Department of Energy, Research and Development, and we were having a coffee break at the conference, and he said to me, I saw your paper. I just sent it out a week before. And I said, well, what'd you think? I figured I'd get a lot of pushback from all these guys at this conference. And he sort of gave me a sheepish grin, and he shrugged his shoulders and said, well, you know, we had a huge amount of money that had to be spent on smart grid. And we didn't have anything off the shelf that we could call smart grid except these meters that were designed 20 years ago. So that's what we spent, $2 billion of the $4 billion for smart grid. That's where it went. For matching funds for utilities to put in smart meters. But he knew they didn't do what was supposed to be done.
The next thing I started to hear about was how this worldwide smart grid program was making the entire power grid vulnerable to cyber attack.
what they're doing now, they're constructing what they call a smart grid. And they're going to make it easier for you and me to call our homes on our cell phone and turn down our air conditioning on a hot afternoon if we're not there. Great. But that may well mean that a hacker in Shanghai with his cell phone can do the same thing or worse. And a so-called smart grid that is as vulnerable as what we've got is not smart at all. It's a really, really stupid grid.
The vulnerabilities of the internet are now being transferred to the importance of the power grid. Without 100% assurance that the internet or that connectivity is safe, we are bringing the potential to take down the power that runs this nation.
There is a smart grid initiative in almost every industrialized nation happening at the same time. And what that provides is the potential for disaster to happen on a catastrophic scale.
Even the US government is admitting that the smart grid now opens the door to cyber terrorism on a large scale. The Washington Post reported on the Inspector General's findings that utilities and government didn't seem to care about the new hacking vulnerabilities. Energy officials knew of these weaknesses but approved plans for the projects anyway. My journey of investigating deeper into this worldwide program began in British Columbia.
They knew about smart meters years ago. They could have been talking about it, but they kept it quite secret. They thought perhaps they could introduce it, simply do it, and no one would respond. We'd all forget. And they designed legislation that would make this possible, the installation of these smart meters, because without the legislation, obviously, it would be going to the Utilities Commission. They'd be looking at it, they'd be assessing it, they'd be studying it, they'd be addressing all the concerns we're talking about now. That's their role, and that's been cut out of the process.
It was a terrible idea. Without the ability for the public to get honest, transparent answers from the government and from BC Hydro, they were left to their own devices.
Which for many BC Hydro customers meant turning to the internet.
And a quick Google search of smart meters will give you thousands of pages of bad news. We have a large number of British Columbians, over 100,000, that have not yet received meters, and it's because they don't want them. It has nothing to do with a lack of technology. It has nothing to do with the labor shortage. It's customers that are saying no.
This is a mandate. This is being pushed down your throat by a company that is not responsive, by a government that is not responsible, and it's being done in a collusion that's designed to undermine the individual rights of individual people in communities across the country and around the world.
So our provincial government has rewritten laws, is ignoring a democratic vote by all mayors and councillors, and is also ignoring resolutions for more than 50 local municipalities who have passed additional independent moratoriums on installation of these meters in their own cities. Despite numerous calls over several weeks, BC Hydro declined a request for an interview. Corex Utilities, the company installing the meters, didn't even want to return our calls.
Do they have the right to refuse the new meter?
The meters are a necessary upgrade to the electricity grid.
Okay, but this is non-negotiable. You must have the new meter?
They are a necessary upgrade to the electricity grid.
Okay, I'll try this one more time. Legally, are you allowed to refuse the new meter? You're uncomfortable with this question.
I'm just trying to figure out how best to answer that.
What does it say about our political system? Have we completely gone the way of corporations? Is there any representation left?
Well, I'm very reluctant to use the word fascism as a student of history. I mean, we're nowhere near that. But the corporatocracy is a word that I'm comfortable with.
There is a worldwide privatization scheme. It's really, I suppose, a new form of corporatism, where governments are no longer masters of their own fate.
And it starts to become clear that this same undemocratic process to covertly implement smart meters in my province of British Columbia was also the case in California, throughout North America, and around the world. So how could it possibly be the case that these corporations who are pushing for a global smart grid would continue with their plans despite an enormous list of potentially disastrous downsides?
A massive part of the smart meter agenda is to literally track every single movement within a house. So every time somebody switches on a light, every time somebody switches on an appliance, each of these appliances has a unique code, which is then effectively transmitted through the smart meter down the grid. So anybody that is minded to do so can hone in on an individual residence and actually track what is going on in that household.
So they can figure out, when is your refrigerator being used? When is your TV on? What are you doing with your energy? And they're going to start having a profile of you as an individual.
A congressional research report all but concluded that smart meters in the United States are a violation of the Fourth Amendment. In no uncertain terms, the court has asserted that at the very core of the Fourth Amendment stands the right of a man to retreat into his home and there be free from unreasonable government intrusion. With smart meters, police will have access to data that might be used to track residents' daily lives and routines while in their homes, including their eating, sleeping, and showering habits, what appliances they use and when, and whether they prefer the television to the treadmill, among a host of other details. And while some utilities are still saying that all of the in-home private data they collect on you will be kept safely tucked away, another picture seems to be emerging.